It's the 8th of July 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is the Spec Candy Shell iPhone 5 case review, and I'm trying something a bit new in this blog post because it's actually a video review. So for my audio listeners, what I shall do is play you the audio from that video review. If you want to watch the video, you can find that over at my geekmummy.com blog, and there'll be a link in the comments to this audio boo. This is a bit of an experiment. I hope it works okay for you guys. I'm hoping to do a bit more video work, so I'll see how it goes, and I appreciate your feedback. Thank you very much. I'm Ruth from geekmummy.com, and today I wanted to share with you a quick review of the Spec Candy Shell iPhone 5 case. I've got it sitting right here. Here it is. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, this particular case I received as a gift in a goodie bag from a recent blogging conference I attended. So I haven't paid for it, but I actually really like it. So I wanted to share it with you today and tell you all about it. It's a nice slimline, snug-fitting case. It's got a plasticky exterior and a rubberized interior and outer rim. The corners, which if you're anything like me, if you ever drop your iPhone, it always lands on the corner. So the corners have got a little bit of rubberized protection on them as well. And the on-off switch and the volume controls are nicely rubberized too. So that's the basic case. You've got the cutout for the camera, cutout for your lightning connector and your headphone jack, and holes where the microphone and the speaker go so that the sound isn't impeded in any way through the case. So that's the basic case. When you put it on your phone, it is a really, really snug fit. So you have to sort of push it down until the rubber comes over the top. And here's where you get the first downside of the case, if you like. I don't know if you noticed, but I've got a little bit of damage here in this corner that I have done by repeatedly taking this case off and on whilst I've been trying to film this video. So once it's on, it's really not designed to be taken off and put back on again. It really is a case that you just put on and leave. Lovely snug fit, doesn't add an awful lot of bulk to the original size of the iPhone, which is nice. The buttons remain easy to press, easily tactile. Good access for your headphone jack and your lightning connector. The other downside I have found with this case is if you've got a very narrow lightning connector, it might not quite fit in properly. I've got a lightning to old style iPhone adapter, which won't fit into that gap that's available, so I've had to switch on to using my main lightning adapter, which, you know, isn't a major problem, but if you're using a lightning converter, it could be an issue. Camera all nicely visible. There's nothing getting in the way of the camera. I've had no problem with the camera operation in this case. And what I particularly like about this case is this rubberized edge here. I don't know if I can show you this on the camera, but it's slightly elevated relative to the phone. So if you put the phone face down, it's that rubber that's making contact on the table and not any part of your phone. And I get the feeling, although I haven't tested it, that if you were to drop the phone and it went face down, that rubber would give you a little bit of protection as well. So there you go. That's the Spec Candy Shell iPhone 5 case. It retails for £29.95 here in the UK, which I appreciate is quite expensive for an iPhone case, but it's one of the better ones that I've seen. Very nice build quality, works very well. I've been using mine for about a month now. I'm getting a little bit of wear on those volume controls where I've been pulling it in and out of the case that I have it in my handbag. But other than that, it has stood up really well. And obviously, I said I have damaged it myself by taking it off and on putting it on and off my phone too often. So there you go. Nice case, quite expensive, but really solid.
Thanks for listening. You can find the original of that blog post at www.geekmummy.com.